I hope you guys had a blessed week. And yes, you read the title right. I am going to share my experience with facing death. So my daughter will be one. She is one today. Well, tomorrow. I'm recording this on the 24th, but on the 25th, it's her 1 year birthday. So I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. So I'm going to go ahead and get into this. This whole pregnancy was like a really a spiritual battle, and I know God has such a great calling on my daughter's life that the enemy he tried so much, but our God is greater. So let me go ahead and go into it. So my pregnancy was very difficult. Like, I was very sick. I was anemic, had to have iron infusions. There was so many different factors that, like, I was bleeding at one point, that it was just like I knew it was like a spiritual battle. So I guess it was like 2 months before she came, my body kept like trying to throw me into like preterm labor. And this is not my first rodeo. Like, this is my third child. So I kind of know what Braxton Hicks are. And like, I know what real labor pain is. Like, I know by now, right? So, you know, sometimes they would go away and I'm like, okay, it's fine, you know. And then the last 2 weeks of my pregnancy, my body was straight up pushing me into full-blown labor. Like, at 34 weeks, was it 34 weeks or it was 32 weeks or something, they gave me the shot where it helps your baby's lungs develop in case they come early. They gave me something to like stop the labor and like calm it down. So then a couple of weeks go by, and when I tell y'all, I was at the hospital like two or three times within that week. That third time, because I'm not just like a 5 minute drive to the hospital, y'all. I'm a 45 minute drive, and I got two kids. So like that third time I went, I was so discouraged. I was like, if this isn't the real deal, like, I just want to have my baby at home. No joke. Like, and I meant that. That's what's sad. Like, I really meant that. Fast forward, they tell me, okay, well, we're not going to induce your labor because you're early. You know, she came a month early. So, like, I understood that, but at the same time, like, I can't keep making these hour drives, like, when getting, you know, people to come stay with the kids, like, in the middle of the night. So, she's like, okay, well, at this point, I'm like, I'm hungry. I'm having to not eat. Like, I'm irritable. I can't sleep. I'm in pain. Like, I'm just not having fun at this point. So she checked me and she was like, okay, well, then once the shift changes, she'll check you and she'll probably release you. And I just was crying. And I told my husband, I was like, I feel like something is trying to kill me. At that point, me vocalizing that, I realized I'm under a spiritual attack right now. And so through all my procedures and stuff, I started being intentional with prayer, like praying, being focused completely on the Lord. So shift change happens. And mind you, that this doctor, this midwife, she just checked me. And I was praying, like, Lord, please, please allow this to happen and her to come out healthy, and just, you know, praying and interceding, because I knew it was a spiritual battle. Like, if you don't believe in the spiritual stuff, like, you need to wake up. I mean, the Bible clearly says we don't fight against flesh and blood, so we need to get our heads out of the sand. So if you think I sound crazy, you really need to read your Bible, because a lot of stuff is spiritual. Anyways, that was a side note. So, she comes in, the shift change, and she's like, she checks me again, and she's like, okay, you've advanced, and you're thinned out. And I was like, what does that mean? Like, I'm like, at this point, I'm like crying, like hysterically crying, like having a meltdown. And she was like, this is what we're gonna do. She said, I'm gonna get you some medicine. First, we're gonna eat. You're gonna eat. I'm gonna let you eat. And that that was a, I had went like 2 or 3 days without the eating. So she was like, I'm gonna let you eat. I'm gonna let you rest. And, let's have this baby. Like, you need enough energy to have this baby. So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm having the baby. Like, I was so excited. I was like, yes, finally. So then, like, she broke my water, and it didn't even break when she did it. But, like, she was like, okay, bounce on this ball. And I was like, y'all, at this point, I hadn't had an epidural or anything, and I'm having contractions, and I'm praying. And I'm not, like, I'm talking through all my contractions. Like, I'm fine. And I'm just, like, so full of joy. I was like, oh my God, I get to meet my little girl today, it was amazing. I loved it. So then, like, my water broke, and she broke my water. It ended up breaking. And like 15 minutes go by, 15, 20 minutes. Like, I didn't even have time to like take a nap or really do anything because I was just so excited, right? And even through like my epidural, they gave me an epidural like right after they broke my water. And if you've ever had an epidural, you know that like when the needle goes in and they put that numb in it, it's like fire. I'm not even joking when I tell you I prayed the whole time and felt nothing. I felt nothing, no sting, no pinch, no nothing. So I was like, oh my gosh, like I knew the Lord was with me. So like right after I have my epidural, like just a couple minutes go by, and I was like, if you know when you gotta push. Like, I was like, oh my gosh. I said, Cody, you better go get that doctor. This baby is coming. He's like, are you sure? I was like, please go get the doctor. Like, I know, like, she's coming out. So, the doctor gets sit there, and she's like, oh my God, like, her head's coming out. And I was like, yeah, I told y'all, like, I'm having a baby right now. So I'm still like, I'm fine. And I like pushed like maybe like 3 or 4 times, and she was out. And I was like, oh my God, they put her on my chest. I was like, oh, I was so happy. And they put her up and in the thing, and they were like, mama, she looks good. Well, they're like cleaning me up, and I'm noticing, like, at this point, like, I'm laughing, I'm like full of joy, and like I'm bleeding, like, which I've never done that before. I'm like bleeding like quite a bit, like it's just coming, like I'm bleeding. And I'm like laughing at it at first, and then a couple minutes go by, and the person who delivered my baby had another girl in the next room, like delivering right when I was, So it was like literally like boom, boom. So the nurse, I went to high school with her, and she was so precious. Oh my God, she's such a good nurse, and she's so sweet. But like, we went from like laughing to like, you could tell a shift in her face, like something was not right. And like a few minutes go by, and she's like in the hallway, like, someone get a doctor, someone get a doctor, like, because my bleeding wasn't stopping. And like, I'm not just bleeding a little bit, y'all. Like, I'm bleeding a lot at this point, and like, I'm starting to realize how serious it is. And so a nurse came in here, and she's like, means business, right? Like, you could tell, like, she meant business. So they are like doing these procedures, like trying to get me to start bleed, like stop bleeding. And I'm telling you, like, it was so painful. Like, it was so painful. Like, I was screaming. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I was asking my husband, I was like, am I gonna die? Like, it was serious. And, like, I'm not even kidding when I tell you, like, 15, 20 minutes go by, like, I'm still bleeding. And she told me, she said, she looked at me, and she said, Erica, she said, I might have to do a full hysterectomy. She said, I'm gonna do everything to save your life. And at that point, I was like, it was sinking in. It was sinking in that I was like, this is real. Like, this is happening. And they're literally taking my blood, I guess testing my levels to see like how much blood I'm gonna need. Y'all, they were literally just shooting me with morphine in my thighs. Like I was gonna die. This is the first time I've talked about this publicly. So they literally tell my mom to call my dad in because they didn't know. They held the OR. They prepped the OR for me. And she's like, I'm gonna try this one thing one more time. And my husband said a prayer over me and the bleeding stopped. Y'all, it seemed like forever I was bleeding. Forever. And I'm in so much pain. Y'all, I literally lost so much blood. Man, the baby was beside me. I couldn't even see her. I couldn't even see my baby. So I'm like in so much pain. Like I'm throwing up because I'm in excruciating pain. And they, you know, they kept feeling my stomach and I was like, please stop. They kept taking my blood, like, every hour. And I'm like, what the heck? Y'all leave me alone. So, after all that happened, they got me up, you know, to go to the bathroom for the first time. And I turned around. And I looked at my bed, and the sheet started as white, you know, and the thing that's blue, and like, oh, my whole bed was full of blood. Like, I'm not even kidding when I say the whole thing was covered, like, you could no longer see any white. And my baby's up in the NICU, they're just checking her out. So after I turned around and see that, I was like, wow, like this is serious. And they kept coming in and checking my blood. And I said, can we please like just give me a break for like, you know, a couple hours, let me sleep. I'm exhausted. Like that was so hard. And let me add this too. When I was losing blood, in the middle of it, I started seeing things in the room. And I literally started seeing dark figures. And I knew it was spiritual because that side of the room that I was seeing these things happen, there was people literally like laughing and joking around. Like literally the doctor had to get onto them because I mean, I'm literally almost like I'm on... They didn't know if I was going to make it, like, at all. So, I started seeing that, and it was a spiritual thing. And it's a testimony. It's a testimony of how real this stuff is. Like, people really need to open their eyes to see, like, this life is such a spiritual battle. So, let me fast forward to... when, you know, they clean everything up and they clean all the blood up. And I mean, there was blood on the floors. Like there was blood on the walls. Like I'm not even joking when I say there's like blood. So they counted up all the blood and it was almost 4 liters of blood, which if you don't know, that's like almost half your blood at this point. After losing that much blood, and like you should like pass out and your organs start shutting down. Y'all, I never passed out. And she came back to draw my blood again. And she said, ma'am, she said, I'm sorry I keep checking your blood. She said, but it makes no sense. Your levels never dropped. She said, your hemoglobin or whatever it was never dropped, which I had to have iron infusions. Like I keep forgetting that word. But I was iron deficient. Like I had to have infusions. But she said, it makes no sense that your levels have not dropped. I said, what you mean? It would be like divine. I said, let me tell you, if my levels have not dropped and there's no explanation, I promise you it's the Lord. Like I know he was there in that room. And yeah, so they kept taking it and they kept taking it. So the next day, y'all, I woke up and I had energy. Like I felt fine. Like I opened the blinds. Like I had a new gratefulness for life. And the doctor that, you know, helped with the bleeding, she came in and she said, I couldn't believe it. I had to come see this for myself. She said, they said you were up walking around and everything. So in my report, it said, because she told me, she's like, we've never seen nothing like this. Like your hemoglobin levels never dropped. So she put in my report, like it is written, like that she foresees me having at least 2 blood transfusions, like where I had to receive blood. Y'all, I didn't have to have one, like not one. Now tell me that's not gone. I didn't pass out. Like, you know, I believe that, you know, the Lord allows things like this because it, you know, the devil always wants to steal, kill, and destroy, right? But the Lord uses these things to show, like, he is there. Like, we lean on him. He is there fighting with us. He's fighting our battles, and he's an overcomer. It don't matter what, you know, we're faced with. Like, we will overcome when we have the Lord on our side. So she came in, and she hugged me, and she was like, wow, this is such a testimony. So y'all best believe I was in that hospital testifying. Like, I was like, yeah, it makes sense. Like, people were literally, there was doctors whispering to each other, like pointing at me. Like, they're like, we've never seen anything like this. And I was like, yeah, it's Jesus. Let me tell you what he done in my life. I was like, you know, I used to be in jail. Like, I used to be doing this, da, 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 you know, I was like, but he changed me. I was like, and I know it was him and only his hand that saved my life. Like, so, you know, those people that, you know, it was, they couldn't explain it. They had this profession, they were, you know, scientifically, but they could not explain it because it was only by the hand of God that all of that stuff played out. So I figured I would share this story today because I've always wanted to share it, but it's just, I wanted to wait to the right time, and I feel like this is the right time to share it. So through all of this, realize that this fight is spiritual. We have to be connected to the vine so we can discern in the spirit if we are under attack and what we need to pray against. And, you know, we just need to be vigilant and sober-minded, because if we're not, y'all, we won't be prepared when something like this comes, because we're not in a relationship with Jesus. Like, I knew at that point, okay, this is spiritual. Let me go ahead and press into prayer. Let me press, because I know that my Father hears me, and he heard me and he answered. So he heard my husband when he prayed for the bleeding to stop, because they literally unlocked the wheels on the bed to roll me out. And she said, I'm gonna try one more time. And that's when he prayed and it stopped. So this story is only to glorify Jesus and the man we serve. Oh my goodness, the great Lord. Oh, he's so good. He's so good. He's so faithful. And I will give him all the glory until he decides to call me home. But it wasn't my time yet. And I'm so grateful. And it's Journey. She's 1 year old. Oh my gosh. It's so crazy. I'm so excited. I'm so glad I have a little girl. I'm so blessed. I mean, God is literally going to use her in a mighty way, because the devil tried, right? But he don't win. So I just wanted to share a piece of one of my many stories of how God just miraculously heals and delivers and saves, and he's amazing. So I will see you guys next week, and I hope you enjoyed this testimony.